The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second? Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast, episode 216. Before we get into this episode, a few quick announcements. If you haven't already, take a moment to leave us a rating and review. I always enjoy hearing from you. I always enjoy shouting out those who do leave a review. And so it'll take you probably 15 seconds or less. So you can leave it wherever you're listening to the show. It'll help us get this message in front of more people all over the world. So thank you in advance. I'm excited about this episode today. This week, I'm going to talk about a program where you can buy properties for just $1. So without further ado, let's get into it. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I am excited about this episode. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the latest update from Baltimore. Baltimore will be selling city-owned vacant homes for just a dollar. This is huge news. So today, we're going to talk about the three phases of the program. We'll discuss the phases, how you can get involved, and more. All right, so jumping right into it. Phase one of this particular program begins on April 1st, and it's going to last for 90 days. It's going to prioritize those who want to buy a property and use it as their primary residence for at least 5 years. These properties will be available for just $1. And I'm going to read a bit from the website about the funding aspect of it and what you need to show if you want to be part of this program. So the Department of Housing and Community Development determined that $90,000 is the minimum amount of assets or financing a purchaser would need to have to prove they could afford to complete the scope of work. Therefore, to keep the vetting process clear, consistent, and equitable, $90,000 per property is applied across the board. And also, homeowners who want to purchase vacant land that's owned by the city can do so for a dollar and build a new construction home to use as their primary residence for 5 years. So those who want to use these homes as their primary residence, there are two options. The first option is to buy a property that's already existing, rehab it. The second option is to buy a vacant piece of land and build a new home on that particular land. And so you're probably wondering now, okay, what about that 90,000? How would somebody get access to that? What would that look like? So I went to the Live Baltimore website, and there are several programs that provide loans for home renovation, which is great. So that's something that could help if it's something you or someone you know might be interested in. And I think this is great for someone who currently lives in Baltimore or near Baltimore, or who's open to living in Baltimore. You know, I think this is really, really a great program, especially in that phase one. So the phase two is something that I've actually never heard of. And so I thought it was pretty cool and curious to hear what you all think of it. So the second phase is called Charm City Roots, and that phase begins on April 15th. So if you or anyone in your family owned a property before and it's now vacant, I definitely recommend looking into this program. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about what exactly that looks like and why I'm saying that. So on the website, it says through our Charm City Roots portal, individuals with a familial or legacy connection to a vacant property that is not city owned will be able to express their interest in purchasing that home as their primary residence. Once received, DHCD will determine if the property is eligible for acquisition, and if so, work with the individual to prepare them for home ownership while the property is being acquired. And so I think this is great, right? We always talk about buying back the block. You know, it's a buzzword, right? I mean, we've even talked about it on this show. And I think this is a great way to do that. So many people lost their homes during a financial crisis like 08 and beyond. And a lot of people were in bad situations. And so I would have to assume Baltimore is no exception, right? I'm sure there's some vacant properties that folks lived in and lost for whatever reason, whether it's tax issues or losing it during the crash. So I think that's an awesome program for anyone who has that kind of connection to Baltimore. So I think that's really great. And so this last phase we're going to discuss has more aspects to it, I would say. And so this last phase involves real estate developers as well. So phase three begins on July 1st. This phase includes future homeowners, community land trusts, nonprofits, and for-profit developers. So I'm going to read each section, how much the properties would be for each of those categories I mentioned. And I'm also going to read the specific criteria as well. So definitely make sure you pay attention. So the first thing we'll do is we'll start off with for-profit developers. So for-profit developers can purchase vacant buildings for $3,000. In that same category are 501c3 nonprofits with 51 or more employees. And here's a specific criteria that's listed. So it must be developed for a residential or mixed use, includes residential with a use and occupancy permit obtained. The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Within 12 months from the date of settlement. So that's great. And so the other option for for-profit developers and 501c3 nonprofits with 50 more employees, they can purchase vacant lots for $1,000 and build a property on it. And the criteria is the same as the previous one, so I won't read that one again. So next, I want to talk about the nonprofits with 50 employees or less. So 501c3 nonprofits with 50 employees or less can purchase a vacant building for $1,000 and then rehab it, which is great. And then they can purchase the vacant lots for $500 and build a property on it. So that's specifically for 501c3 nonprofits with 50 employees or less. And if you want to read this whole thing, I'll leave the link in the show notes so you can check out the table and check out all the requirements and FAQs in more depth. So I also want to talk about community land trust. There's actually a couple more ways to buy a property for $1. And so I'll talk about those right now. So community land trust can purchase vacant buildings for $1. And here's the criteria. Must be a registered affordable housing land trust, registered with the Maryland State Department of Assessments and Taxation, and in compliance with state's affordable housing land trust laws found in section 14 of the annotated code of the Maryland Real Property Article. So community land trust can purchase vacant buildings for $1. And I did some research, and community land trust, you know, they're involved in affordable housing, things of that nature. So that's awesome. These same organizations or community land trusts can also purchase vacant lots for $1. And the criteria is the same as the one I just read as well. So, you know, I think that's fantastic. There are several ways to purchase for $1, and it can be a homeowner, it can be a community land trust, which provides affordable housing, things of that nature. And, you know, I think that's awesome. So overall, I really do like this program, and I actually want to address some things that you might have questions about. So you probably are wondering, well, how many properties can I buy? If I'm somebody who wants to come at it from the development aspect and either build a property or rehab properties, then what do I do? So I'm glad you asked. And you, again, many of you are probably wondering that. So you can purchase no more than 12 properties at a time, and you have to show the capability of you have to show the funding, the proof of funds to rehab those properties. So that's the first thing. Obviously, that's not going to be tailored to the homeowners. That's going to be more so for the community land trust, nonprofits, developers, et cetera, because obviously you can't live in more than one home at once, right? And so that addresses that first question. And so, you know, I'm sure that, again, that's something that you are thinking about. And I think it's reasonable, 12 properties. And I mean, if you are somebody who has the funds, or maybe you're part of a nonprofit, or you have a nonprofit, community land trust, et cetera, this can be a great opportunity to help other people, right? And on the for-profit development side, to make some money, whether you're renting it out or whether you're selling. So I think that's really, really an awesome thing. So I definitely like this program. I'm curious to know what you all think. If you go to my YouTube channel, I show exactly how to find the properties. And in fact, I look at some of the properties and where they are and things like that. Look at the interactive map. So I definitely recommend going over to my YouTube channel. I released an episode, a video, I should say, walking through exactly what that looks like. So if you're interested in knowing exactly where to look for those properties, I highly recommend going to my YouTube channel. And if you're from Baltimore or you have ties there, give me some feedback on the YouTube and let me know more about the areas that I saw. Because I just pulled up from the map and wanted to look at some examples of properties. I'm not familiar with the areas, obviously. I'm not from Baltimore. So curious to know what you think if you have any ties. But on my YouTube channel, I have a lot more of the resources and links for where to find stuff. And again, I also show you exactly how to find these properties. It's a very quick video, like 10 minutes. And I'm able to go in more visual depth. This is an audio experience, obviously. So, I'll give you the audio side of it, but there's some things I actually want to show you physically that you can capture on my YouTube channel. So definitely curious to hear what you all think. I think more cities should do this. And this is not the first time this has been done. There's other cities that have done it. And in fact, I think Baltimore did it before. Just wanted to share this update with you all, make sure you all have the information. And again, I took this directly from the website, not just an article. So this is the information the city gave. And I will certainly keep you all updated on new developments regarding this program and of course any other program that comes out. All right. Thank you all so much. Be sure to rate and review, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.